Conversation number 4. Hallo?
Check, check. Waar is mijn check? Zijn we aan het streamen? Ja, yeah. We zijn aan het streamen. Nog 1 minuut en dan beginnen we. So, maybe we put the streams off. Of the, at least the output can be funny also. Because then we have a double. I need to just press record.
Conversation number 4.
Oh, yeah, this doesn't work. Oh, no, it still needs to go in.
Collecting sounds. Listening.
Maybe you give us some...
some performance.
Give us some background noise.
What you're listening to is an oracle solo practice. You could hear people scoring in the background, drawing what they hear. It brings up interesting questions of female voice in space, public space, private space, what you were listening to, what does it make you think?
Ce que tu vas écouter est une série d'instructions à suivre.
Hold on.
we're away for 2 days, we proposed a new part of our practice, the oracle practice, and we proposed to people we were with, David Tadone, Stephen, you have to say your last name.
Jagersma.
Sorry for my ignorance. And Christian Hansen. And we proposed a relative oracle practice. So you ask one of your relatives to do a telepathic practice with you. And we chose our mothers. And this was quite interesting, explaining to our mothers what we're doing. And also we were aware that we had different types of listening that were activated, because we propose a telepathic listening, but also what was also revealed was that we listened to the past, because that came up through this practice. I shared stories with my mother about the past when we talked about it afterwards. And also we listened to the future. We were talking about hopes for the future or concerns for the future. Of course, during this time, we haven't seen our mothers for a long, long time, at least a year and a half, because we don't live in the same city as or the same country as our mothers. And we found this quite an interesting research into different types of listening.
Yeah, what came up also is like, what does it mean to listen beyond physical borders, beyond what is audible in the space you're in, but listening to something imaginary, but in a way to a voice that you know very well, but it's a voice that is not present in this moment. And this space that is created between physical space is quite an interesting space. And when I was doing this practice with my mom, for example, she doesn't know much about our practice. And I was thinking, wow, I'm really throwing her into this practice. I realized when I listened afterwards to her voice, what a kind of uncomfortable place I'm creating, and how can I do that? And I also realized that I'm myself becoming very fragile in this place. To do this with my mom, it's something that I don't know. It's taking a risk. But that there's an enormous potential for change for the relation. There's hope, there things can move after listening to each other's voices in a total different way. And we're not even in the same space. So that was kind of a discovery. And in the conversation afterwards with the group, we realized that this kind of practice, if you really invite a relative which holds so much past memories and so much friction into a telepathic practice, it actually needs a different preparation. For myself, and like Caroline and me, we were doing it. We were not prepared actually for the space that it opens up through the listening in that form. And also the relative needs to be prepared differently. And I think that's something that we will work on in the future, because there were beautiful things that happened, but it needs a different preparation than just throwing each other in, maybe.
I will time me for you, and then I will send it to you.
Oh, okay. I don't verbalise at all, though. It's just in the head.
No, you send your voice out into the telepathic ether so I can hear it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And no phone. Just in the waves.
Yes.
Across the ocean. Into the upper ever see it.
Across the planet.
You're mad. You're mad. Okay, it starts in what?
You're 6:30 your time, 11 o'clock our my time. Time. So 6:30 at night.
Rightio.
Do you want to tell me what you're going to do so you remember, or you're fine?
I know I have to wait for your call at 6:30. At 6:30 I start to think my telepathic thoughts directed to you. For 3 minutes.
And vocalise.
Caroline.
Can you perform?
Yeah. Well, I can jump in. So we went to this farm for 2 nights. It was very nice. Good idea, I think, to go somewhere and collect sounds and do things together. So I thought doing something together without only talking, but also with activity. So I came up with the idea to dig a hole somewhere. And I made a lot of audio recordings, so much that I didn't have time to fully select everything. So we're gonna just jump in and see what happens. And maybe I'm gonna talk over it while it's happening. Let me see, where are we? You can give me some sounds. We have a problem.
Because we need to get some shots.
Okay, yep. Hey.
Hey. Are you available to dig a hole?
Yeah, sure.
We're under the tree with the bees, you know, next to the swimming pool.
Okay.
I can see him.
Oh, just in front here, of the house.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I see you.
Somebody sees you. Can you come here? Because we need to get some shots.
Okay, yep.
Come through the gate.
I'm coming, yeah. Okay.
I think the red one is good.
No, you need a lot of... put a lot of pressure. This one is the best.
Okay, that's yours then. Yeah, this I like you with that one.
Yeah. I just don't want to
make
sure...
Can you bring some of those?
I think I like this one.
You're into that one? That's your style? Can you also bring a shovel?
Yeah, sure.
But I can also take something else, like squeezer is also fun.
Yeah, I think they're all fun, actually.
And this one's really...
Yellow is a bit heavy, but... We go in between the ponds. All these turds here. Very fresh little licorice kind of turdies.
He's hurt.
Aww. Crippled swan. Crippled black swan. They're eating the trees.
Yeah.
The deers are eating the trees. Yeah, where to dig?
Do we need to listen to the earth to find out where?
No, it's more like looking, because here's more vegetation than here. So, what would be easier, to dig there or to dig there? Enough to fit a person in, at least. You can go like horizontal, or we can go vertical. I would like to go vertical, of course. Or like a sitting position. Oops.
chords.
How does it feel?
Così.
Così?
We do the shape first.
Okay.
No?
Yes. Okay. I mean, maybe you set out the shape. As long as a person can fit into it, like, fully, and only his head comes out.
Oh, through the...
And the first layer is...
Yeah, all this grass. Ah, David is doing it. David is getting through it.
Oh, the students
are... That's not what I brought.
So we're gonna do like this, right?
Yeah, I can just...
Yes, yes. Oh, those things are good. The pick is great.
Yeah, we need a pick through the first layer.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's great, because we can put it back in. Oh.
A trench. I don't want a trench. I want a hole.
Okay, we're going to concentrate.
Ah, hole.
Yeah.
Not a trench.
Ah, so then the person is going to stay like this.
Yeah, he's got to do pickaxe, then we go in. Pickaxe, then we go in.
Yeah. I am my mom.
Okay, that's good.
That's not for shoveling. That's a spade.
For this little thing.
Nice.
Actually, I thought first this fork would not be so handy, but...
Fantastic.
I'm a fork lover.
Hey, wait, warm. Don't.
Sì.
What a beautiful one.
Sì, ma sto facendo Love un'altra cosa oggi. Non c'è la marcia.
It's a living blood penis.
I like it
the worms. Sì.
Love.
What the fuck is this handle?
That's nice. That's looking good. Let's just do a bit of mini shoveling.
I think I already fit in this one.
Yes.
I think my foot fits in this one. That's about this.
Yeah, I also have your big foot.
I wanted to know...
Every hole!
No, but I have holes too!
Every hole is
I
a female!
I have lots of holes!
That sounded pretty... These handles break?
Sounded like one of the male deer.
This is a good handle though.
Yeah, but I need a rock, man.
But who has most holes in their bodies besides from the...
Who has what?
Most holes in their bodies.
Maybe we should explain what holes they're all about. I can't do my best.
Synchronized.
This is all about? I got a story about getting water for the hole. So we dug a hole. And the hole needed to be filled with water. Clean water. It was already filling up with muddy water from underneath. So our only solution was to take a paddle boat and go get clean water. Which was not without fun, not without trouble. It was a lot of fun. Which included three people on a two-person pedal boat. It included a bucket weighing 50 kilos full of water, or perhaps more.
I'm gonna get into the water, because I have this recorder. I can't really...
This is where the water comes out, from the pipe, clean water. From one pond to the other. Here it goes over the boat. And here it goes to the bucket, collecting water for Stephen's hole. and we're getting back to shore with the water for the holy.
Okay, I think it was better to play the moments when we were talking, so just so it conveys better feelings when it's streamed on the radio. I think it's nice to play back maybe that moment when we were having fun on the boat. Yeah, the problem is that I think I was the only one who was laughing. You were laughing, but you have like a silent kind of laugh. And I was more kind of ha 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 ha. No, but that was very nice. Maybe we can explain what happened. We were on this boat. There's this little lake. It's almost like a pond. And it's a boat. I don't know how you say it in English. It's a pedalo. Basically, you just bicycle. You just bike on this boat and then you drive.
And there's a rudder.
What?
There's a rudder where you...
Radar?
A rudder, yeah, that's radar. To change your direction.
Rudder.
Rudder.
R-A-D-A-R.
It's like a steering wheel for a boat. Yeah. So what happened was, yeah, Davide, it's Christian here talking. Davide, he drove me into a stream and I was sitting with my precious handheld audio recorder. And so I'm explaining him to back up because... I was holding this precious sound
No, but recorder. We also had a lot of fun just to crash against the side of the pond.
Totally,
just like
totally.
Forth and back.
I think so, yeah, we have it probably here.
And we had a lot of fun crashing into the other boat.
Yeah, against each other. There were like two yeah, boats, like, and one was driven by Oracle and the other one by
and
me.
We were always hoping that the crash would produce an amazing sound, and it just never did.
Well, no.
There we can hear how subjective listening is.
Feedback.
Yeah, there is a feedback because we are transmitting a quite precarious situation. There's like a one speaker that is pointing to the microphone, built-in microphone of the laptop. So basically... Yeah, we have very high-tech situation. It's like one microphone for each one, but each microphone doesn't go to the mixer. They go to the mixer, and then the mixer goes to the loudspeaker, but the speaker is projecting straight to the microphone of the computer.
This is really your interest, right? Speakers.
My interest in speaker.
And microphones.
Yeah, microphones and
speakers.
These
speaker. Are the two things you are always working with.
Yeah, two of the things that I work with. Yeah.
We also did an experiment in the farm with a speaker.
In the fart with the speaker?
Yeah, farting
the
in
farm.
A speaker.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was a, yeah.
I know, because, farm,
you
you're right.
Tell us something.
Because there
about?
Were some people who were quite, there were quite
airy.
A lot of farts, yeah.
Yeah. That was also because of your cooking.
Was it unhealthy or what?
No, it was...
It was very healthy cooking.
So then healthy cooking makes you farting.
I have some recordings of you talking about cooking, but it's hard to find right now. But
yeah, let's maybe. Keep about speakers and microphone. Let's go straight to the cooking. We're going to do speakers and microphone later. If you can find
some...
This,
we did this microphone test where you talked about
tuna,
cheese.
Tomato, oregano. Carrots. With rosemary, baked in the industrial oven. No potatoes. Wheat loaf, chicken, baked. Onions cut in thirds, not in wedges, but in thirds, the top third, the middle third, and the bottom third. So the rings sit neatly on the baking tray. Baked.
Correction. Carrots in the oven with salvi.
not with rosemary.
Sage, yeah, that was sage.
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 Pastilla. Sage. Dipped in beer. Dipped then in pois chiche flour and fried.
This never happened, but stayed with us.
Yes, for the next time. Salvia impannata. Because where we were, there were big leaves of sage. And when you have that, it's like fried sage is the best thing you can do because it's so big that then you can actually impannarla. How do you say this in English? Panne sage?
It's fried.
Crumb.
Crumb? Like the comics author?
Yes, silent B. Crumb.
Okay. Yeah, I think Steven wanted us to go to the microphone piece, maybe. That's what he said before. It was just a nice introduction. So maybe we can test this out. Not really sure about how it's going to sound like with this technical setup, but we're going to briefly describe what it is. It's just like a test. So basically, we have a radio microphone here in the studio. And I'm just going to walk outside with the radio mic and I'm just going to check how far I can get without the signal gets interrupted. I'm going to switch on the radio mic now. Now I'm going to unplug this one where I'm talking from. I'm going to connect it to the other one. Let's see if it works.
Video is now unplugged for a moment.
Hey, yeah, it works. It's great. Even brighter. This sound is brighter.
Yes.
This is like a Shure 58. The one before, it is a kind of a copy, bad copy. This sound is quite bright. Okay, cool. So I'm gonna walk outside and I don't know. I'm just gonna give numbers, and then we'll see how far we can go. And they're gonna tell me. Some people stay here in the studio and make like a direct broadcast from the studio. And so you at home will be able to know if I'm aware or not.
Which direction are you walking? Are you going to the apotheque or the other way?
I think I'm going to through like to the Brucker.
That way?
You go
out the door right. For the people who know Nadine, we're going to the right, out of the door.
Yeah, it's like two people who are together, you know, like there's two microphones together now in the same room. And then there's one person who decides to leave. And then, let's see how far these two people can still be together,
okay.
You know? Okay. But what is this sound, this click, 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 click?
Second track running, I will turn it off.
So okay, good, perfect. Yeah, we kind of need silence for this. Okay. There's one visitor passing by. I'm going out.
Bye.
Ciao. Okay. Yeah, the neighbor is going in. Maybe I also go inside the... Hello? Yes, I've just got into the other... I just changed my plan now. I'm back into the building, Nadine building, but in the corridor. And I'm going back into the Nadine room, but it's, it's locked. Yeah, they opened me the door. I'm back!
Hey! amazing demonstration.
Yeah, the signal is strong.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going out now, yeah, for real, okay. Okay, cool.
Talk a bit about cheese.
Yeah. So... Yeah, Audi car from Germany. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm counting my footsteps. Let's see how many we can count. The signal. They tell me that the signal is still good. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 37, 38, 39. 40, 41, 42, 43. Wow, grande. Here in Brussels, all cars stops when you are the zebra stripes.
So now we
explain 1, 52, 53, 54, 55.
Signaling
this
with
is a construct
hand.
Idea. Let's see if we can stage something.
Feet is far away now.
There, from trance. They tell me the signal is still. Oh, it's working. Are they working? So let's see, approximately. Let's see if I can get into the construction site. They get the signal. Skip, this is how you call it? With materials? They say it's dead. They want to. Maybe they say they want to stop. They say, yeah, signal is back. Okay. So now I'm trying to go out from the construction site. But it seems like it's locked here. I need to go back to the other side. Or maybe no, let's do it like this. It's gonna be faster. Cool. Done it. And then zebra light again. 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
I think we lost Davide. We're now trying to visually tell him that he's gone from our reception.
Forse 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eccoci qua. Bravo.
He's back.
Yeah.
How far were you?
Yeah, not too far.
Like construction site.
Maybe 15.
Oh. No, it's running.
Maybe.
Streaming, stopping.
I would say 400 meters.
But I'm still streaming.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Somebody says that this broadcast is off. Maybe you can call 864-500 and tell us if it's still working. Can you call this number?
I started again and now it's trying to connect.
Music break.
We're just doing it for the live audience here in the room. Yeah, it doesn't want to connect, Bruce. You're connecting, but I don't have a connection.
I have no connection.
I am connected to
we
internet. Did all the settings. The streaming service, blah blah blah.
Okay.
Something with the streaming service. I quit ops. Now restart ops.
Cigarette break.
Music break. Cigarette break.
Just play music
for the live audience.
Starting streaming.
Let's
connect anymore.
that's what happened the first time I listened. After half an hour, I couldn't get in. It stopped after half an hour when I was listening.
I had the same problem last time I was doing this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last time it was you too.
Last time as well. After the first half an hour, it stops.
For me, it did. Like 40 minutes. Conversation.
What do we do?
Two.
Well, it just says connecting, but it doesn't connect. So I restart the program.
And you restarted it. Should we?
The Wi-Fi is okay.
Disconnect.
I'm fully connected to the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
We don't
did
have
you have
anything.
Did you have it happen last time?
I was checking it after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it was still
okay.
It seems my Wi-Fi is not working. I'm connected to Diane.
Yeah.
Are you liking it so far?
But
yeah.
I just
yeah, it's
I'm curious what
it's
NOS.NL.
Yeah,
it
sounds
like
new site. No, there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's a breakage in the Wi-Fi. That's the reason actually.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
I'll check.
We could do a hotspot.
Well, yours?
Yeah, it's working here.
Yeah,
really?
It's working here.
So
it's working, Luz.
Mine is not.
So schakel out and in.
Schakel out and in?
Schakel out.
Yeah.
Schakel out.
Look.
That's what happens later.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah,
that
works. Yeah, so it should just need to be...
We are
lacking
there, so we'll just break a bit of the women's
subscription.
And just leave a bit of time for men.
Yes, we are back again, dear listener.
Okay.
We are so sorry for our little interruption on our live stream. We had a problem with what else than the internet. Yes, here we are again. I hope you still heard the experiment with the wireless microphone of Davide.
It's a piece.
It was a piece.
Yeah, it was a piece.
Excuse
I mean,
moi.
It's it was performed kind of in a funny way here. But I've also made an audio piece about this, and it's much shorter. It's like 2-3 minutes, and what you hear is basically one person living, starting from one spot and starting running. And then, all of a sudden, the sound stops. And it is mixed like one, there's two microphones. One microphone is on the left channel and the other microphone is on the right channel. So at some point, the left channel stops. And you can only hear the microphone that was left on the, at the starting point on the other channel. Yeah, anyway, I think somehow it's about the broadcast, so I thought it was a nice idea to bring this in as a as a way to address this thing about radio transmissions and how they can sometimes fail if your receiver is too distant from the sender.
And then our connection stopped, so it was kind of a double cut.
Are we really sure it stopped?
Yeah. We were off the streaming for.
Okay, then it's good. Then it's
so
good.
We were both didn't hear you anymore, but also we lost all our listeners. But
that's
we are
good.
Back.
We leave it to the imagination.
Yes, but they're back. Okay. I'm sure they're all listening again.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
einfach nur einmal und dann.
Carries over the coals
fine,
to the eyes
to
of
be fine here.
My smile does not exist if okay.
That was a beautiful one.
Beautiful demonstration.
You just like to.
So if you were looking from the outside, you see that what
I need to explain a bit. The first sound you heard was us humming in the hole we just dug, because I'm looking.
Now we will hear it.
So we made two holes, and now I'm putting the microphone in the second hole.
You can, let's do a little rain dance.
And now,
these
are the sounds from a microphone 1 meter in the ground. And we're jumping on the floor. But then your steam starts to sing in the second hole together with Caroline.
We realize that there is a lot of nice
resonance. Yes.
Very nice bass resonance that we actually didn't really explore. We should have done more.
Yeah, we should have done more. Yeah, I think so too. This was a bit of a surprise. So there's now two ladies in a hole, and the guys are all standing around it, recording it. The ladies of Oracle, that's what I meant.
Are we gonna say what was the holes made for or not? He never explained us what he was gonna do. He just told us you have to dig a hole, and then it was maybe one meter deep by 1 meter large. So let's say 1 cubic meter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did that, and we didn't really understand what it was.
50 centimeters of
until
water?
But
sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Perfect. We need to play back the recordings on a lower level, otherwise it's a mess. No, he never told us actually what the hole was for until the last day. We kind of figured it out by ourselves because we know about his passion for sauna. And somebody got an intuition. I actually didn't understand what it was. It was not a real sauna, but it was what?
And there was not only a hole, there was also other elements to this experiment. But
do you have sounds of that? Or
not here.
Oh, okay.
Here we are. Full of water, but by digging the sand mixed with the water, I could kind of scoop it out. And I made a trench between one and two. Still a lot of water in it, but I'm going to use it. I cannot scoop that out. So far, so good.
So we had a hole.
At some point, we had two holes.
Yeah. What was the idea?
What did you make us do?
Well, I wanted to make a kind of experiment by. I'm a painter, so. I was trying to make an audio work that is now a bit like cut into all kinds of small pieces where the listener is a bit following a certain kind of building process without really knowing what the people are making. And so I didn't want to tell you what I was making, because else everybody would just all the time say that, and also to have you wonder as much as maybe the listener. We're now at a point where maybe I should just slowly reveal the total function, but no, I won't. So I will just mix in sounds of this making throughout this the rest of our broadcast, and at the end maybe I tell you.
Can I say the next element that was introduced, which Justine has a sample with her? There was how many meters of
25
meters of copper tubing. What was the diameter of that?
18 millimeters.
And so we proceeded to unroll this 25 meter coils and coils of copper tubing, and then we had to strip it, because it comes with a rubber casing. So we had to take a very small Stanley knife and strip the copper of its rubber casing. So the 25 meters, and then of course we also had to cut up pieces, but we had to try and straighten it out. It's difficult in a paddock with a lake and with little seedlings and trees, and you can never get it completely straight, so it's still a bit wobbly. That was the next step.
And then, was that the second step? There was a third step somewhere with a funnel that broke.
Yeah.
Air basket.
I trod on the funnel and it snapped.
No. Oh, that's okay.
Top secret.
And it was all a bit wet. We had rain, we had sunshine.
We had rubber boots.
Do anything.
And I made a trench between hole number one.
Fill it with salt. And then we're going to bend it in a certain shape.
Okay.
So that we can use it for something.
Exciting. So we just put the...
Let's straighten it out.
That's 10, 11,
12. So...
Because you cut some...
Maybe we can switch to another...
Yeah.
Did you hear
project we did in the farm?
Well, you cut some off of it, so I don't know. That's around 12.
Thank you.
Hey.
And I like to, when I'm taking sound, is change place and change the place of the listener. And I often get into problems with the sound technicians and, yeah, because we all listen very differently. And I did take a windjammer, but I didn't use it at all. And I like this thinking about when you listen with your ears, how much we cut out. Like when you're riding a bike, you're listening to all this wind, that's this horrible wind sound, but we cut it out. And also, I like to think of the microphone as something that dismantles our listening skills. Like I can walk from one room to the other and I cut out what I don't want to hear. In the kitchen there's a fridge that was very loud, but you know, we cut this out without ever knowing it. And I also find this on the farm, because we've been there so many times, we talked about what sounds are already there inscribed into the landscape from other times that we've been there. So like this selective hearing and selective listening, where sometimes there's not even the sound, but as we're walking through this farm landscape, we can hear people that we've been with on this farm. And we have a few things we'd like to read out about things that we found about past times there and thoughts that we had about listening.
Are you lonely? She asked her. Surprisingly not. She realized it was quite comforting to be alone. No one to negotiate time and space. No one to convince or counter what she needed or stumble through multiple opinions and advice coming from the outside. Outside herself and her body. Coming from doctors of expertise, loved ones of the family, caring friends and well-meaning acquaintances. It can get exhausting to be available to receive their opinions. It is work to defend oneself, or even to resist defending oneself. No, it is comforting to be alone. Alone, it is just her and her body. In the silence, space and time, she could listen very closely to the whispers of her blood and the distant rumbling drums from the depth of her belly. Over the last year, the period of the great thaw, she came to realize this is where her life is sourced from, the depth of her belly. Having no knowledge of her past, no clues to be found in the empty rooms of the castle, no matter how baroquely decorated, clutter-filled, luxuriously designed, they gave no clue to who she is. The richness of knowledge among the endless rows of books lining the expansive hall of the library told her nothing of where she came from. The further she traveled the kingdom terrains outside the castle in search of magic mountains, immortal waters, and reclusive monks, shamans and witches, the less chance of finding clarity of her past to her raison d'être. Such pilgrimage only distanced, delayed, deflected her from herself, from where the answers really resided. Over the slow passing of time,
over the excruciating efforts of thawing her frozen body, she had come to learn to listen to the hidden sounds, sounds easily bypassed when her eyes were open. She learned to listen to the echoes, cries, whispers of her body. She learned to listen to the movement, ebb and flow of her blood, secret pact, alliances, and threats between her organs. Her organs each trying to relight their own hearth of life, no longer having the strength of chi to orchestrate a harmonious relationship supporting each other. The organs had resorted to acting in urgency and panic, blindly stealing from each other's barley-lit sources of life to feed their own stoves. They end up suffocating each other. In the silence, she could listen to the chaos of the internal war zone, the plundering, plundering, the child's cry from among the rubbles, the warning sirens, the screaming falls of cancerous bombs, the fireworks of firearms flashing through the darkness of that cavernous world deep within. By listening even closer, she heard the whispers, the soft weeping, like listening to a loved one's breath. She followed these signs. She learned to distinguish the foreground rumbles of war and panic from the tingling vibrations of the ancient spirit dormant, buried beneath. Well packed in the rubbles, safe from the dangers of attack, rape, and raids above, it had taken refuge in dormancy, unaware that if dormant too long, comes the dangers of stagnancy, slowly sucking energy away from its life. A slow slumber toward death. Grace our refuge, retreat, silence, time and space to be alone. She encounters the source of her life. This dormant ancient spirit slowly degrading into a monster of decay.
It's Kofflopsko.
Did you write that on the farm?
No, maybe it needs a little bit of more explanation. When we are going back to the beginning of the 1 hour transmission that we already did.
Yeah.
We were talking about the telepathic practice with other mothers. And when I was listening to my mom, the phrase came into my mind that says, listening to the breath of a loved one, listening to the breath of a loved one. And I couldn't quite identify where it came from. But what struck me when I listened to my mom was the breath in between of her struggling of doing the oracle practice from afar. So I just went searching on my way back home. I was like, listening to the breath of a loved one. I knew it was somewhere. So I kind of searched old emails that we had in our Oracle conversation, and I came across this text that Michelle once sent us. And there it was, listening to a loved one's breath. So what I did then was like just typing in listening into my mail search and was going through all the emails that we have from Michelle. Michelle was our colleague, co-founder of Oracle, and she passed away last year after a long period of sickness.
At the farm?
At the farm. So this farm holds a very different space for us than for the others that were with us on the farm. And it's beautiful to share this space in a different way, because when we talk about listening, we are listening to so much more there. And our listening is so much, I wonder if we're still listening to all the sources that you can listen to or not, because there's always this interference of past and present experiences of listening there. And Michelle is so present at the farm, so when I came home or when we came home, my mind was filled with memories of Michelle, so I was going through the emails where what she had written about listening. And yes, so this was a text that we came about, but it also brought so much different ideas on listening, because we talked a lot about surrounding sounds and then maybe telepathic listening beyond physical borders. But if you read Michelle's writing, it's a lot about listening to the inside, which Oracle was also and is still a lot about, but listening to, I mean, there are some other things, listening to internal demands and is modus operandi at this time. Presence and listening to the moment, to what is needed. Presence and feeling, smelling, listening, experiencing an ever-changing essence moving within myself. So it was all about listening inside. I try to keep listening to my body. I am listening to what I need in the moment and still learning to listen more and more deeply. Listening to oneself and to others and to the environment, where concentration and listening happens not only with ears, but also with the skin, spirit, viscerals, smells.
How do you relate to listening, Davide?
Yeah, I think we can maybe play back one piece.
Maybe I want to, like, I was thinking about, like, we all kind of, like, hope that our listeners are listening well.
I don't know, I mean, I think I'm really kind of lost. This word means so many things.
And, yeah, sensing mean, is of course
can
another.
Mean opposite. It has opposite meanings yeah. sometimes as well.
It's just what I observed in the farm was you both, Oracle and Davide, work very much with instructions for people to participate. And so what we did with Oracle was to, like, there was a timer and we could suddenly start vocalizing whatever we heard in our being, let's say. So the background sounds you heard during when Justine was reading were from this session we did. It was almost like a kind of like evoking some sort of spirit almost. Now it gets a very different layer to it that at that moment I was not so much thinking about, but now I kind of get a bit touched by it also, that we were doing that and that I was not, I was aware of it, but I was also at the moment thinking about art and how what is an instruction, what is a good instruction, and at the end of the person who perceives the artwork has to be put in a position where he can listen well. So your instructions also are a lot about that, I think. like you gave us this speaker in our hands and we got instructions and then we are interacting.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think there's different ways of relating to listening. I think, it, like they said before, it's very much about memory and landscape. Some people is something that is more like more related to the ear. Somebody is more like on a somatic level, so yeah. It involves body. So I don't know. I think there's all these different ways of thinking about listening, and somehow, yeah, they get confused one into the other, and it's also a bit difficult for me to define exactly what listening is. Well, I mean, I have a prepared answer, but I mean, it's prepared because it comes from actually practice, and I mean. During these years, I've tried to answer this question myself. So how do I consider listening? What is listening? But I don't feel like this is the right context to answer this question in the prepared way, because it's touching very much, like if I will say the answer, it will sound so fucking instructional, or it will sound so like a clear, defined question. Response, you know, whereas sometimes I think really the kind of ambiguity or the difficulties of understanding these things clearly is also a property of listening. It's very much about not really categorizing. But at the same time, as soon as I listen to this, as soon as I hear this, I'm like, fucking hell, give me a break. Another like process, art, work, and nobody understand anything. You know what I mean? It's really a conflict zone for me. Okay. Like the starting point for me is that listening is always an intervention. So it's always like a co-construction, co-production of the actual sound that you hear. And for me, it's very important the position of the listener in the sound field and how he actually interferes and interacts with the propagation of sound.
So
and for me, it has always been like a way for realizing my own agency power. But then if I say this and if I relate to what they said before, it comes, I mean, it's something, I don't know, I was also touched by, not really the words, I was not even paying attention to the words, it was more like the tone and the atmosphere that was actually here in this room. And I don't really know how I can relate that experience I had before to the definition I just gave to you about listening. So, yeah.
But we did an experiment. You gave us a speaker.
Yeah.
And the speaker was placed between our backs.
Yeah, this piece is called.
And this, for me, there were two ways of listening, because we had an instruction to listen to the sound of the speaker, but also because we were not holding the speaker by our hands, we were also listening to the body of the other. We were sensing the other, and we had to move through the space with the speaker. Can you tell us a bit what we did? We don't have really recordings of it because it's so subtle.
No, we don't. But I prepared like one. We can listen to a piece that I made a few years ago. It is about the same things. Maybe we can play that after I explain what we did together. So the piece which we performed, I wanted to try it out because it's quite a new thing. I've done it like 3-4 months ago, and it's called Back to Back. So basically there's like two people standing back to back, so very close to each other, and then there's one speaker in between them, so they are holding this speaker, so the speaker is actually between their backs, and basically the speaker is projecting, diffusing whatever, but white noise. And what happens is that the instruction is for the two people is that they have to sit down on the floor and they have to stand up again without making this white noise changing. Oh fuck, my English is horrible. Was this clear, Caroline?
We understand.
Okay, cool.
We totally understand.
So basically, I don't know, this is the sound. I put it in between the backs of these two people, so it becomes like softer. So it's like, because, I mean, their backs absorb the sound. And so this is what it stays like. And basically, these people, they have to sit on the floor without making the sound changing. So basically, they have to move very lentamente, slowly. And they have, as you said, they have to pay attention not only to the sound, but how the other person is giving weight and how the other person is, balancing. And so it's very much about listening to the body. But I think now it's a topic I don't know very well. People who do dance, if you talk about listening to them, they immediately relate it to the body. And I don't want to speculate too much about things I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, yeah, there's a connection between the way I approach listening and like the whole thing about relating listening to body. And there's something going on in the room now, so I'm not sure if it's if we should play the piece.
Yeah,
yeah?
Play the piece.
Okay, cool. So we play the piece, and it's called like The Sound of White Noise. It's basically 9 minutes. There's a series of instruction, and basically on the left channel and on the right channel. I mean, this is the original version. It's split in two channels. The one we have here is that mono. So the original one is this, like this voice instruction in one channel and white noise, constant volume on the other channel. So basically the listener has to perform the instructions that are given. I also have like a short introduction I've written. I'm going to read it. You know, like you spend like hours and hours to write 4 sentences and then maybe it makes sense to read them sometime. Okay, so this is the introduction. The Sound of White Noise is an audio piece consisting of a series of listening instructions that are broadcasted on the radio and performed by the radio listeners at home or wherever. The instructions are about specific body positions and movements that the listeners have to perform in relation to the sound system they are using and the space where they are. A recorded voice gives the instructions and guides the listeners through the entire duration of the piece. Each instruction invites the listeners to interact with the white noise that is diffused through the radio. The movements and gestures that the listeners perform modify the stream of white noise that is diffused in the room and the way it is perceived. Yeah, I think we can play it back. There's a bit of silence at the beginning, just to set the mood. And then it's 9 minutes. Ciao.
Ce que tu vas écouter est une série d'instructions à suivre en relation avec l'espace où tu te trouves et avec les haut-parleurs que tu utilises. Les instructions te demandent d'entrer en contact avec le bruit blanc, un son très délicat qui réagit à tout ce qui l'entoure. Ça, c'est le bruit blanc. règle le volume de tes haut-parleurs comme si c'était la voix de quelqu'un à qui tu parles. Mets-toi devant le haut-parleur d'où vient le bruit blanc et regarde-le dans les yeux. Ouvre les mains. Approche-les de tes oreilles. Approche-les de plus en plus. Lentement. Mets les paumes de tes mains sur tes oreilles et appuie de plus en plus fort. Tu m'entends? Éloigne tes mains de tes oreilles. Mets-toi à 1 mètre du haut-parleur et lève un bras vers lui. Ouvre la paume de ta main comme si tu voulais arrêter le bruit blanc. Approche ta paume du haut-parleur et arrête-toi à quelques centimètres. Remue doucement ta main de gauche à droite, comme si tu voulais lui dire salut. Approche encore ta main jusqu'à toucher le haut-parleur. Remue ta main de haut en bas, comme si tu voulais lui donner une caresse. Remue doucement tes doigts. Et écoute comment le bruit blanc répond. Approche ton oreille. Tout près. Tu peux baisser le volume s'il est trop élevé. Prépare-toi à quitter le haut-parleur. Regarde-le. Tu peux lui donner un baiser si tu veux. peux le prendre dans tes bras. Quand tu es prêt, regarde le haut-parleur et éloigne-toi. Éloigne-toi jusqu'à ne plus l'entendre.
Hallo jongens. So, Christian here, with the microphone. We just heard salt being poured through a funnel into a copper tube. Then we heard two dogs sniffing in stereo. And now you're gonna hear me, Christian, on your radio. I guess if there was a film about Monday and Tuesday this week, on the farm, us all together, or if there were existing photos of what we did, you would see you would see me with a fluffy thing in my hand. And if you would zoom into this picture, you would notice that there was a microphone inside of this fluffy thing. And that was what I was doing the whole time. I was recording sound. I recorded everything. I recorded farts, I recorded burps, I recorded digging, I recorded salt being poured into a metal tube. And I didn't bring any exercises into the game. I brought just a microphone. And what do I want to say about this? I don't know. It's an invisible kind of practice in this context, because we have a lot of sounds that we're listening to, and when there's no picture, you can't see where they come from. It's an invisible game. I also handed out assignments to the other guys. To Justine, to Caroline, to Davide, to Steven, and to myself, to record samples of what we were experiencing, and of like to close mic objects that we found to have a desirable sound, which comes back to the original question posed by Luz in Nadine. I guess, I don't know if it was a question, but I think it was a theme stuck out called collecting sounds, which is what we have in common, us five on the farm, us five here in Nadine, we are collecting sounds. And there are so many ways to collect sounds. As we see, it can be done with sound-making devices combined with a score for participants to perform, or they can be collected via text, and they can be collected in so many ways. And I really fucking like collecting sounds with a microphone. It's very effective, and it takes a lot of care and energy to get the right sounds into your microphones. And I think we all know that. And that's, for me, the core of producing work, that is to collect and listen to the environment. I feel I always work alone, so this thing about being a group is a big challenge, but I really like to work alone because I don't listen with my ears, but I get this tinkling sensation when I'm just alone in a big building, and I don't know if there's anybody else there, or is it an animal, or is it just the wind or something like that. So I think that's what drives me a lot about recording sounds.
And if I would ask you now, Christian, to close your eyes and I time you for a minute, and you tell me what sounds do you remember, would you be up for that?
Yeah. Are you going to time it now?
Yes. Are you closing your eyes?
Yeah.
Are you taking a static position?
Yeah.
Hold on. The time runs now.
Okay. The sounds I remember the best are actually silences. So it's like the moments where there was no sound, but I would have to imagine what sound this thing would make. First one that comes to mind is on the farm, this big field full of just deer jumping around. They're absolutely, like, from as close as you can get to these deer, they're absolutely silent. They're jumping around on this soft, spongy field, making no sound. And then, so how can you remember this as a sound, but that only goes through imagination, I would say. What is the sound I remember? So that was a minute already. So I remember the sound of the inaudible deer within 1 minute. Do we have some other sounds?
Let's see what this brings. Let's see. I'm gonna go back to my hole. Let's see what. I'm just
digging a hole is one of the four practices, right?
Yeah.
And so you get battery for your
audio cool. Record. Yeah. I got some fresh batteries. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. I got it already out of the jerry can. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
How was the water getting? Was that a nice job?
It was a very nice job.
You know, these are the two core practices when you are still living in a cave.
Getting water and making fire.
And making fire.
It's not reaching my paper that I put down there.
I think also digging a hole is one of the core practices,
yeah.
Right?
I think so.
And so you get battery for your...
For your audio record. I got some fresh batteries. Yeah, this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the burning now?
Yeah, but now just to finish it off and then we go somewhere else. Okay. So.
Stand back, everyone. Oh, oops.
Stand back, everyone.
Wait, let's turn that. Yeah. Hold on. Fucking plastic. It's pretty. The plastic and also the what?
Yeah, it's out of all of it.
Oh! I was super bad going.
Really hit a wall. Not just a little bit. You would not think that salt could be so. You would not think that salt could be so resistant or lost.
I think I missed this moment. What was it? I was not there.
So we had to feel the copper tubing with salt, and we still didn't know what this was for. And then we had to, after we'd filled it, which at first, you know, 25 meters, filling 25 meters of copper tubing with salt is quite a feat when it's not a straight pipe either. We had the Stephen standing up on a ladder on a hill and running it down through it. But then we decided, okay, let's just cut it in half because no salt is coming out the end. But we could hear the salt halfway along. So, okay, maybe that'll do. And then when we thought, okay, we've got enough salt in there, I still didn't know what the salt was for. Then we were instructed to wrap and bend this copper tubing around a fire pit. Basically, he was using the fire pit as a mold so we could make a conical spiral shape with the copper tube. Tubing. This took quite a feat of organizational feat because you can't bend the copper piping as well. So still, I had no idea what was happening. We had two holes. We had the copper piping. And the moment that you missed, Davide, was then we put the fire pit copper tubing structure into one hole, the smaller hole, and then the end and the beginning into the water hole. And then Stephen built a fire inside of the conical spiral copper tubing shape, and then we were trying to get the fire started. Of course, there was water that was coming into this fire pit hole. And so to help the fire come along, Stephen found a jerry can full of petrol or gasoline, and so he was throwing it through a hole.
Without
warning. We didn't know what was happening, and he threw this jerry can of petrol on the fire. So that's this, you know. We still didn't know what this structure was for.
I remember all different kinds of fire sounds in these 2 days. Mm-hmm. There was a fire burning in the room where we did the oracle practice. There was a fire, like onions, like, how do you say, deep frying over a stove on the very precise way of cooking that Davide performed.
Sofrito.
Sofrito.
There was a fire that emerged suddenly from the fire pit when Steven threw petrol on it. There was a fire burning in a sauna. There was a lot of fires going out by rain, by simply us going to bed.
I have a beautiful recording of fire going out. It's kind of the sound of failure. Because I can tell you a little bit. So in hole number one was water, in hole number two was fire. So we dig into the earth, and of course our microphones were all the time catching wind. So I was trying to work with the four elements in some sort of symbiotic construction. But I was also, as I was playing with fire, I was also playing with water. And our division between the two holes did not last. And so I had a problem, and actually the big mistake that I didn't foresee, was that I didn't empty the tube with the salt. And so what happened was that what I was planning to do was to let the salt come out of the tube by the heat of the fire. But this didn't work, and I was fooling around. And so the water came into the fire pit, and the sound I would like to listen to. But this is a very big fire that is kind of dying because all the water is rising up. So this was a floating fire for a bit because the water was coming from down, and so the fire kind of came out of the pit. So you have to imagine a fire slowly starting to float and dying. Was that?
It's been fixed in
somehow it looks like somehow it looks like
what?
No, like, you know, we're planning some really weird experiment or like, you know, like killing people and of all kinds of ways. Or maybe we should have killed at least one microphone. Maybe we dig
ritual.
A tunnel.
Now people throw charcoal in their water filter too.
Yeah, charcoal is very good.
Then just stick it through again. But first this water has to go out. But still it's risky because it can start leaking again.
Exactly.
And then we have the whole shebang situation. But I somehow feel I'm an expert now because everything went wrong. Almost everything went wrong. So next time I will do everything right. That's mostly how it goes. So it's been a very successful tryout, I would say. Successful failure. Still warm, the fire pit.
Yeah, maybe can we have a commentary of the lyrics?
Oh.
I think you're gonna play this song.
Don't say.
No?
I'll say, but let's listen.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
I think we should do a karaoke with Steven singing this. Can you check out the lyrics on the internet?
So for the listeners at home, do you already know what we were making?
This is a question. He's asking if you understood what he wanted to
do. Luz, do you know what we were making? No idea? Two holes, one with water, one with fire, copper tubing in between. Coil, fountain. It's very close. Very close.
It's getting better all the time.
No, sing the chorus now.
I have the chorus. Should I read it for you?
Yeah,
you're the singer.
What's the chorus from this?
We have to show more.
Doesn't matter if you're wrong or right.
It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better. It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better. That's the chorus. Isn't it? Or is it? Am I wrong? I used to be a cruel woman.
It doesn't matter if you're wrong or right.
Fixing a hole when the rain gets in.
It's perfect, isn't it?
That's what happened. That's why we...
Kind of in reverse, though.
That's why we wanted to play this song.
Yeah.
Reverse, as in...
It's very nice.
The rain got in and then we fixed the hole.
It's desperate. It doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right.
The good point is that Stephen put a tarp in the hole to prevent water from floating in from underneath.
True.
So that's kind of reverse Beatles. How do they look?
I was actually catching water.
Yeah.
Rainwater.
Also.
Yeah. I will keep it a secret what we were making, but it was almost successful and it would have given us a lot of joy, but I was bit in the tail by the salt. It was a mistake.
Justine Googled what happens to salt when it heats up. And she said, well, it evaporates. So we said, well, that must work then.
Yeah,
it would deblock. It would liquefy. And then when this wasn't working, we went back to the internet and we said, tell us again, what happens to salt when it gets hot? And she found out that it gets liquefied at which temperature?
I think it was something ridiculous like... 400 degrees?
No, I think 900 Celsius.
Yeah, something like this. I don't know, 900
so
Celsius.
The salt was in the tube because to bend tubing without tools, you need to fill the tube because else you just fold it. So it collapses. So the salt was to keep the structure of the tube.
And then I thought, we put it in the water and the water comes in and the heat and the salt will just dissolve with the water and starts to move the water. And when you heat up a coil like that, it starts to spit out the hot water back into hole number one. Basically like a coffee maker, it starts to boil inside the coil and it spits the water back. So you can imagine what happens with the water if this happens for a long time. We failed, or I failed, because the salt kept the water from flowing.
So basically you were making a big hot tub.
Yeah.
And I thought this might be useful sometime in my life when I need to make hot water.
I know now how to do it.
So
call me anytime.
Okay. And so when this didn't work by the second night, Justine and I just went off and had a sauna, which was
me too,
right next to the lake.
But I was thinking about basically what you can say about this is, if you're in Brussels right now and you walk west out in Flanders, you might find a big hole and you might wonder what was in this big hole. And now you know.
Now you know a little bit more.
How does it sound like? Well, we don't know. You tell us.
Soggy.
Muddy foot bastard.
Any questions?
I have a quote. I would need to read it to get it correct, though. From a woman that we were with recently. And she said, listening is risky, as what we hear might require change from us, and change can be painful. This is where Bickford suggests the image of listening as a journey or bridge to travel on. The journey is a joint effort. The listener must also expect to change as well as those being listened to. And that's by a favourite book, The Force of Listening, by Lucia Farinati and Claudia Firth.
So we're walking now through Flanders.
What the hole say in all of this? What was the hole listening to?
Well, I think it was just an invitation to work with the context. My starting point is mostly a place or a material, and in the farm there's water. There was an opportunity to dig something and to experiment. There's firewood, so all these elements came together in that work. And I think what I was hoping for at the end, to have this aesthetic sounds of enjoyment of a hot bath, well, that didn't happen. It will happen in the future, but The idea was to only document it with sound to have some sort of like visual experience by just listening to it. So it's not so much intended to be a sound piece, but more a documentation of an action. Later will be available in a nice edited way. Is there any questions maybe from Luz? We're at the end of our journey. We improvised everything.
No, I wanted to say that it was good to, it was good to stay together. I mean, it was nice for me to get to know you a bit better. This is what we actually talked about last year in WAB, in the Wandering Arts Biennial, even if maybe we have different ways of working and different practices. I think, it's nice anyway if we get along together and if we eat together and if we stay together, even if we might never collaborate. I think that's the more important thing, because it comes down to life and you as a human being. So I was kind of happy to get to know you a bit better than what I knew before. And maybe, Luz, you want to say something? Sorry, I interrupted your coming in.
Just very shortly, this was the fourth and last fourth Wabu conversation. I very much would like to thank the five artists around the table here. Oracle, with Caroline Deja and Justine Maxelon, Davide Tedoni, Stevie Osma and Christian Hansen. The theme for tonight was sound, collecting and listening. I think you did a fabulous job in making this conversation and adapting it to your own ways. Thank you very much. And thank you for the listeners.
Yeah, and so then how can they make the crown?
The crown. With chick, yeah.
It's a bit weird.
Maybe she dries it first. Maybe she dries it and smashes it a little bit.
Probably. I need to ask him. I can call him.
And you don't think it's chick with flower late? A meaningful response.
Yeah, totally. Chickpeas flour. But is it possible to have that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, so then it's that.
Okay.
So it's beer and then you do this pastella?
On vegetables. Vegetables and beer and then chickpea flour and then you fry it.